Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a gorgeous Saturday. It's 4th of July weekend. I am so excited. The entire team is in the studio today, and that makes me happy because, you know, I'm the team lead, and so I just get so excited when we're all having a good time together.
That's right. Rob's here. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, team.
How and are you? Susan is here. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
That's right. That is our full team now. Usually it's just Angela and I here today, but...
But I like this better.
That's right. It is.
Yes.
Rob hasn't been here in a while.
That's because he's been working so hard.
That's right. And Susan... You were here last week.
I was here last week.
You were here last week, and it's good that we are all here together. So between the four of us, of course, we can answer just about any question you have on residential real estate. It is great to be here on this 4th of July weekend. I love it, Independence Day. We're going to talk about Independence Day because whenever it's a holiday that is so meaningful to this country, I just love talking about that.
I know. And you know what? We have a lot of listeners, Howard, who have called and said how much they appreciate that you share things that are important to this country and the history because these things are being lost.
Yes. Do you have any shout-outs today, Angela?
I do. I have a shout-out to Pat and George, who we've sold their five-acre parcel up in McClenny. And they are just so happy and so delighted, and a young family with kids and a horse are buying it, and it's just such a feel-good transaction. I just love it.
And I just love dealing with them as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Such
They're
wonderful
so awesome.
People. Yes. Wonderful people. Well, before we get into the 4th of July, it's not the 4th yet. It is the 3rd.
Yes.
So, of course, one of the fun features here on the show is what's special about today. So you know what it is?
What?
It's American Redneck Day.
I never heard
that
before.
That has a bunch of different meanings to a bunch of different people. So it actually dates back to the 19th century when it was referred to farmers who had sunburned necks.
Yes, I know exactly where that came
from. And
it
was really a tribute to farmers because farmers were the back neck of the country back then. Because
the back neck or the backbone?
The backbone of the country because they supplied all of our food.
Food, that's right. We do not eat without them. Yes, but that is where the term came from.
It later was referred to poor white Southerners or others who actually, and then later to folks who wore Western shirts. Now, whatever it means to you, here's what I want to suggest. Treat people the way you wanted to be treated. Some people view it as a respectful term and are proud of it, and some people view it as a negative term. But treat everybody the way you want to be treated. That's my advice to everyone today.
The golden rule.
The golden rule. It's also Disobedience Day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I want to say again,
don't do it,
learn about civil, nonviolent protest. That's what it is. It's about you can be have a protest, but make it be civil and make it be nonviolent.
Very interesting topics today.
Yes. Okay. We got a couple more that are kind of fun. It's National Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Compliment the mirror?
Compliment.
Is that one of those mirror on the wall? You're the finest one of all?
No, it may be look in the mirror and say, hey, I look good today.
Wait, don't men do that every day?
No, they don't. I don't do that.
Speak for yourself, Howard.
Well, women look in the mirror and want to prim and proper themselves and look good, right? Don't you want to do that? Susan, don't you want to do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, a mirror is also a time that you can do every day to look at yourself, not only at your outer beauty, but to look at your inner beauty as well. And look at your self-worth, because we all have self-worth. So
it would take me all 24 hours, Howard.
To look at yourself.
I was looking
at
my inner self. Oh, man.
You have great inner worth. Absolutely. And we all do. And sometimes we slip, but we can all get back up on our own soapbox and look at our self-worth and say we're good people. And we can show that to the next person that we come in contact with. How about that?
How about that?
All right. It's National Eat Beans Day.
Oh.
Just don't stay, you know, make sure nobody's behind you when you eat too many of those beans. It's also Plastic Bag Free Day. So when you go to the grocery store, when somebody says paper or plastic, say paper, or more than that, bring your own. It's also Stay Out of the Sun Day. Don't get too burned.
It's 4th of July weekend. Of course, here in Florida, we're expecting tropical storms and rain and all that. We'll try not to get too burned. But
generally speaking,
I feel like people celebrate the 4th of July outside doing fun activities.
I say go into the sun, wear a hat, and most of all, remember those three letters and two numbers. S-P-F 50. Right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now I want to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. That's how most people remember it. But more importantly, it is Independence Day. Now, we were under British rule back in the 1700s, and it was not a good time for the people in America. So 4th of July takes place on the anniversary, actually, of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. It celebrates the United States and its independence from Great Britain, and it's a patriotic holiday extolling the positive aspects of America and themes such as freedom as well as liberty. Now, a Revolutionary War, which started the separation from America from Great Britain, it began in April of 1775, and it was a time when many still did not want to complete the independence from Britain, because there were a lot of people that were still patriotic to, not to the United States, but patriotic to Britain. The sentiment was changed, however, by mid-1776. It was actually fueled by many things. But one of the things that it was changed by was a publication. Anybody remember what the publication was? It was a publication called Common Sense. Do you remember who wrote that? Anybody here? Thomas Paine. That's right. On June 7th of 1776, the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, which a building is now known as Independence Hall. Henry Lee, a delegate from Virginia, introduced a motion calling for independence for the 13 colonies, and it was contentiously debated, and a vote on the matter was actually postponed. A committee was appointed to write a statement outlining the reasons why a break from Great Britain was necessary. The committee was consisted of four people. John Adams was one of them. That's a famous name that we all know. Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston were two other names that are not as famous, but two other names were very famous to most of us. Benjamin Franklin and the main writer. Everybody know the main writer? Thomas Jefferson. On July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of the Revolution for Independence. And 2 days later, July 4th, the Declaration of Independence was adopted. Although it was not actually the date for the vote. Oh, we have one more minute. I got more to talk about. Well, July 4th became the date that it was celebrated as Independence Day, but the reading of it out to the general public didn't take place until 4 days later on July 8th. But it didn't start to be signed actually until the following month, on August 2nd. How about that? And the first annual remembrance of it was a year later. Now, one of the good things about the Declaration of Independence was the preamble. And I want everyone to remember that. That all men are created equal. And we have the right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We should all remember that today with all the strife going on in this country. I want everybody to remember that. and we come back and talk about many more things.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. You notice there were four.
Four.
For the 4th of July.
And for the four of us here.
And the four
in
of
the
us
studio
here.
Today,
four is our number today.
Four is our
yes,
number today.
Yes, we should write four contracts today. Let's do that.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, we did a FaceTime video yesterday for a customer that is moving here from Ohio, and there were three, and we were there for about an hour.
And a half,
yes. Yeah. Beautiful home.
Yep, big.
Big home, that's right, almost 4,000 square feet. And interestingly enough, there were three showings, and there are three offers on it, including one from us.
Yes, and there's an open house today.
How
and
about
the
that?
Seller wants that to still occur, so... He is a commercial realtor, so he's, you know, he knows the drill, and he's looking to get as many offers as possible.
Yeah, and this is an $800,000 home, and mm-hmm. still three offers, three showings the very first day. Mm-hmm. How about that? Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, we have a contest today. How about Rob? Rob, why don't you tell everybody what the contest is?
Well, the contest surrounds home inspections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so approximately what percent of all homes that are sold receive a home inspection?
And we're going to take the answer with plus or minus 2 percentage points. We'll get that person a Publix gift card. And I already bought the Publix gift card, so you don't have to wait for me to go out and get another one.
I'm so proud of you, Howard.
They can buy lots of Publix tenders with those.
Yeah.
Chicken tender subs are really good.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to guess the answer?
No. It's already written down.
I'll let someone go first.
So, Angela, what happened this week for homes and condos?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 902 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. 583 new homes came on the market. That number's down a tad, down about 3%. And 292 of the 583, which is 50%, they're already under contract. 78 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 866 of you actually closed on a home for yourself.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Tom is our producer today. He's sitting in for Lauren, who took a weekend off. Good morning, yes. Tom. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Well, good. Excellent. Glad that you're here with us today.
Yes. He's worked with us before, and we enjoy his company.
All right. You know, today is July 3rd, which means it is a new month. And one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio are the high and low sales for the previous month. And we usually have something interesting going on when that happens. And I'm going to tell you what it is. So the high, first of all, 70 single-family homes sold for over $1 million. It's not quite a record. Last month was the high. I think it was 80 homes sold for $1 million. But, boy, the high, it was a high, $7,800,000. There actually was one that sold for more than that on the beach, but it was actually two homes on the same lot, I guess one for the owner and one for the in-laws or something. But since they were separated, two separate homes, even though they looked like they belonged together, they were totally separated, so I didn't want to count that. Sold for $9 million. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about this one, which is $7,800,000.
Was it also on the ocean?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This one was originally listed for $8,600,000, but sold for $7,800,000. It was on the market for 301 days. By the way, the other one sold first day, the $9 million one.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Okay, this was on Ponte Vedra Beach, of course. It sold for cash, of course. It was a big one, 11,000 square feet.
Is that all?
Just 11,000. Eight bedrooms, eight bathrooms. This house had so many features. I got to tell you all about them. It was gated. Now, a lot of the houses on Ponte Vedra Beach are gated. It had a seawall. Very few homes on the beach have a seawall. It had a stone circular driveway. Now, it's nice to have a pool at the beach, right?
Yeah.
Everybody agree with that?
So you keep saying.
So I keep saying, because you keep saying that.
God already created one.
Okay. This house,
the ocean.
This house has two pools.
What?
It has one on the roadside.
Yeah.
But you can't see the road because it's totally, the pool
private.
Is totally private.
Yeah.
And it has a pool on the ocean side.
That is really
now, why you need that?
That explains the seawall.
I don't know. Well, wait till you, there's more. Limestone is throughout the house, and they advertise it as the most expensive limestone that you can get in this country. It's from a place in Ohio. Limestone staircase, limestone framed windowsills, limestone shower, limestone patio, limestone veranda, limestone columns, limestone everywhere. Has a library, as most of them do. There are three living rooms. How about that? Three. Circular stairs going to a tower room that brags that it is the highest room on Ponte Vedra Beach. Now, one of the ways that it's the highest room is that this house is built 32 feet above sea level.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It's a good start.
I don't think you have to worry about flooding in this house.
No.
Now, the tower's not 32 feet. The base level of the home is 32 feet above sea level.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. There's an elevator, a gallery hall, a guest house that is connected to the home. So it's really one home, just, you know, two separate areas
private
of the
quarters.
Home. It has a tennis court. It has a what they call a tennis house. Has a bathroom there, you know. It has a balcony, as I mentioned, an elevator. Let's see. This is the weirdest part. Now, You'd think that a house this big is going to have a place for cars, and it has a circular driveway, and you'd think there'd be a place to park the cars, like in a garage, right?
Yes.
And there'd be people there that drive.
Yes.
It has a garage. It has a three-car garage.
Okay.
But to get into the garage, you have to drive on grass.
So they have a grass driveway?
No. It's a paved driveway, but the garage, you have to drive on grass to park your cars in the driveway. It's a separate area, but the grass looked perfectly manicured, like there weren't any tire rut marks. So maybe the owners don't drive. I don't know. This is what one of the strange things about the house. Two pools and three-car garage, but it doesn't appear like they have cars in it because there's no tire tracks. I don't know.
That could have been doctored in the photos, Howard.
That's true. Could have been.
Maybe AstroTurf.
I don't know.
True.
Six fireplaces. Now, I don't know whether the mafia lives there or not, but there are walls on three sides of the house. A wall on the north side, a wall on the west side, which is the pool side. That's where the, not only is the seawall, but another wall, and a wall on the south side, and then the driveway has the gate. So, I mean, this place is really protected.
Why did you jump to mafia? I was thinking
protection.
Football player. I mean, why do you need to go to mafia?
I don't know.
It's just someone who values their privacy.
Someone who values their privacy. Okay. So if you didn't want that for $7,800,000, you could have gotten a fixer-upper listed at $25,000 but sold for $20,000. It was 26 days on the market, built in 1926. How about that? And it was a two-bedroom, one-bath, 981 square feet. But the buyer must assume $5,000 of taxes and liens. So they essentially paid $25,000. And it was a mess of a fixer-upper. I mean, part of the ceiling was falling in. It needed a kitchen. It needed a bathroom. It needed everything. Now, for condos, five of them sold for $1 million. Now, normally the condos are in high-rise buildings. This one was not. This was in a condominium that had a total of four units only. It was in a four-unit building that's two stories in a little building called Whitehall. And you're shaking your head like you know this. Sold for $2,995,000 full price. It's 2,900 square feet, three-bedroom, three-bath, came with a detached two-car garage, and it was very nice, had the Wolf appliances, many upgrades, and the price had doubled since it was built in 2013. The only thing that was updated, though, were the bathrooms. How about that? So whoever bought it in 2013 did really well, more than doubled. Very nice place. The low condo was $49,900, also paid full price, 2 days on the market, one bedroom, 684 feet. It was move-in ready, paid cash. How about that?
Awesome.
Now, Susan, Rob, Angela, or myself, whether you want to buy the lowest price thing on the market or the highest price thing on the market, we are certainly here to help you. And you can call us after the show. Susan, what happened with interest rates really, really quickly? All right, we'll come back after
That's
the break and
time.
Do that. That's not enough time to talk about interest rates, but we will tell you they are very, very good. We're going to come back right after the break and talk about those. Rob is going to reintroduce the contest for the day. Then we have many more things to talk about after the show, including answer your question. So we have a lot of great things to talk about, including what's happened this week with the government on what's going to happen to people that did forbearances, and what's going to happen to VA loans. We're going to tell you about that. So you're just going to have to stay with us. We're here to answer your questions. 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Talk radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is using the 4th of July holiday to celebrate freedom from the coronavirus pandemic, even though the White House fell short of its 70% vaccination rate by the 4th of July. Says it's still making great progress. In fact, that vaccination rate is 90% what it was just a short time ago. The number of people missing in Florida's condominium collapse has fallen substantially from 145 to 128. Officials said Friday the number declined after duplicate names were eliminated from their list and some residents reported missing turned up, thankfully, safe and sound elsewhere. This all raised a confirmed death toll, tragically, to 20 people. Then Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said an audit of the missing revealed in some cases a person may have been moved to the accounted-for list when, in fact, an entire family had been found to be safe. This is SRN News.
As a recruiter for the NRA, I am encouraged by the increasing number of women who are taking steps to be in a position to defend themselves by obtaining their concealed weapon permit. Now carry that gun of your choice confidently in a handsome, high-fashion concealed weapon bag from Annabelle's of Orange Park. Color, style, great price point. These handsome leather bags also sport steel-reinforced straps that cannot be slashed. Whether you prefer crossbody, shoulder carry, or fanny pack, Annabelle's has the perfect concealed weapon bag or briefcase for you.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
The Jacksonville 4th of July weekend forecast. Tonight, cloudy with showers, a low in the mid-70s. A good chance of rain Saturday and Saturday night. The temperature topping out during the day at 86, overnight down to 73. July 4th, a 70% chance of showers, real humid and a high of 87. Monday, the same, cloudy, rainy, muggy in the upper 80s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy Saturday, 4th of July weekend. Y'all, I think everybody's busy, but y'all don't need to be busy. You could call in. There is a contest. I'm going to give you the number. Rob's going to tell you what the contest is. As a reminder, the number to call is 222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-8255. 8255. So, of course, that's area code 904.
Before we get to Rob, I just want to remind everyone that there is a hurricane down way below Cuba that is potentially coming our way. Now, I don't think it's going to be a hurricane. Now, I'm not a weatherman.
You're not?
I am not. But the potential is that it's coming here. It may be a tropical storm. It may go to the east. It may go to the west. I don't know. But if you're out at a hardware store this weekend, well, check your flashlights and just check whatever you need to check when you know that something may be coming. That's all I have to say. You know what you may need to do. So do it before there's, you know, dozens and dozens of people out going to Lowe's or Home Depot for whatever they need to buy.
There you go.
All right. All right, Rob, what is the contest again?
Contest deals with home inspections.
Okay.
You know, what percent of all homes get a home inspection? Can I give a hint? I can give a hint.
Well, it depends on how good the hint is.
It's a really good hint. It's a number between 0 and 100.
It's more than 25%.
That's a better hint.
Okay. It's more than 25%. What percent of homes sold get a home inspection? Yes. And it should be close to 100%, although a lot of offers now are being made without a home inspection.
Which is dumb.
You weren't saying that into the microphone.
Sorry, it was dumb. I wouldn't do that if you're going to buy a house.
It was dumb that you weren't talking into the microphone?
You don't need to ask the seller for repairs. Of course, you can do your own repairs, but you always need to know what you're buying. And a realtor is being strategic when they tell you not to include a home inspection. I get it. And if you have a tolerance for that, which means you can afford to fix whatever it is that is broken or needs repair or replacement, then great. But otherwise, I really highly, highly recommend you always get a home inspection. And
okay, we're going to get to 7 myths of home inspections in just a little bit. So we're going to stop right there on home inspections and get to it in just a little bit. So, Susan, oh, we have a caller. Good morning, caller. No, we don't have a caller. Okay, I guess they hung up. So, Susan, it's time to talk about interest rates. What happened this past week?
Okay, well, we always give info on mortgage interest rates, and the news continues to be great, and rates are still around 3%. The 30-year rate fell 0.04% to 2.98%. And during this same week last year, rates were at 3.07%. The 15-year rate fell 0.08% to 2.26%. This time last year, the rates were 2.56%. And the FHA and VA rates, 30-year rate is still around 2.7%. So as always, let's hear what the Van Wees have to say about the prime rates and the Fed.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Susan. You know, it's interesting. When rates are that low, some people are trying to pay. Whether or not they're that low, there are some people that think, oh, I'm going to pay off my mortgage. When rates are that low, you don't need to do that because it's such cheap money out there. Maybe you should take the money and invest it. Ask the Van Wees. Call the Van Wees and ask, if you have an interest rate that is that low, should you pay off your mortgage early? Or should you take extra money that maybe you were using to pay off your mortgage earlier? Should you invest the money instead?
I bet that answer depends on each person's financial situation.
Well, maybe they can give you certain parameters to make that decision.
That's right.
All right. Tom, do we have a caller? We do not have a caller. Okay. All right. Let's go back to... We talked about interest rates. There are some new updates that the government-backed mortgages, that the government announced about government-backed mortgages this week. This is hot off the press. So, Rob, what happened this week?
Well, the Federal Housing Finance Agency announced a change for certain homeowners with existing Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac mortgages. Borrowers with permanent COVID-19 hardships will get a permanent reduction in their payment and will be eligible regardless of their home loan to value. The specifics of the loan modifications has yet to be announced, but borrowers will qualify on how they would qualify, how much the reduction will be, and if one spouse is affected by COVID but the other isn't, and all other issues. Well, these have yet to be determined. So when they are, if you have already applied for the home loan modification, then you will be contacted. If you haven't applied, keep checking on the website called knowyouroptions.com. And of course, keep listening to Real Estate Radio as we give updates as we have them. And remember, too, that you can always contact your mortgage servicer, and their phone number is on your monthly mortgage statements.
The goal, of course, is that as many homeowners as possible get to keep their homes. I mean, isn't that what it's all about, Howard? Homeownership.
All right. We do have a caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question.
Sure.
About how to determine square footage of a home. And I'm asking because I've read two different ways to calculate it by measuring the outside of the house or the inside of the rooms.
You do measure by the outside of the home. And okay. that's how the county property appraiser does it. And when we list a home, we go by one of two things. We go by the county property appraiser's website, which you can go to if you're in Duval. You go to duvalpa.com and put in your address. Now, if your home, sometimes it doesn't exactly go the same as what an appraiser, when you bought your home, you had probably had an appraiser done. And he or she did a physical measurement of the home. And that can be more accurate than what the property appraiser did. And the reason that that can be different is that when you bought your home, plans were submitted to the town. And let's say the builder submitted plans for 2,000 square feet. But during the building process, the homeowner or the home buyer may have said, you know, I want this room stretched out a couple of feet. So the builder did that for you. Or you had a room that was unfinished, and subsequent to you buying the home, the unfinished room, you then finished it and put heating and cooling in there. So that may have changed the heated and cooled square footage of the home. And for appraisal purposes, they look at heated and cooled square footage. So there's there's total square footage. There's three different square footages, actually. There's the entire perimeter of the home. Then there's the heated and cooled square footage. And then there's also square footage under roof, which could mean that you have a carport. And it will say porches. And the Duval County website will give all of those square footage separately. And in other areas of the country, if you have a basement, they'll also give that square footage as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, and when you list a home, do you go by what's on the county website, or do you physically measure it yourselves, or is that to be determined?
No, what we do usually is we do both. So we look at what is being reported, and if you have an old appraisal, we'll ask you for that and compare it to the tax records, and if there's any discrepancies, it's always best if we measure it as well. So we just do a perimeter measurement and then subtract out the garage, and then that we're good.
Yeah. Now, if it's a two-story home, then
that's
for
harder.
Heated and cool space, like if you have a two-story family room, you don't count the interior usable space as the second story of that family room. So it's a little more complicated than just measuring the outside. So that's why that's why you need to hire a realtor to do the things for you, because we know all of those if ands and but things. Like you're not supposed to count square footage if the part of the room is less than, you know, 6 feet high or 4 feet high. So we help you do all that. So we'll be glad to help you if you'd like us to come and help you with that. Just we can put you back to the producer and get your number?
Oh, not at this time.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening. All right. We'll be back.
Thank you.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
There you go. Four happies. And thank that caller for calling. And anybody else can call in with a question as well. There was one other change announced this week that's an update to government-backed loans. And Susan, what is that?
It was announced this week that Jenny May, who buys FHA and VA loans, will be offering loans with a 40-year term.
Oh, my gosh.
Thereby lowering the monthly payments for borrowers, as well as allowing them to qualify for a higher mortgage amount.
Now, that could be good.
Yeah, because they could maybe get a nicer home.
Yeah.
So here's an example. Comparing a $300,000 mortgage at 3.5% interest rate, the borrower would save $185 by changing from a 30-year to a 40-year loan.
That's $185 a month.
$185 a month.
Okay.
Now, of course, the borrower doesn't build up as much equity in that time frame that they own the home. But this new type of loan, well, it may work for some.
Yeah.
And as usual, we always recommend that you get great advice from a loan officer. And we recommend Christine Kennedy. That's Christine with a K.
Christine with a K.
She's awesome. And she's been on our show so many times, and she's really, really helpful.
All right. Let's move on to, you started to talk about home inspections before. It's Mythbuster time. So we have seven home inspection myths. Angela, you're going to talk about the myths, and let's see if Rob and Susan can break or maybe tell the myths that are true.
The first myth. Licensing ensures a professional home inspection.
That's wrong.
Okay. Why?
Why is it wrong?
Yeah.
Well, currently 29 states have some form of inspection or inspector regulation, but state requirements vary widely. Verifying the inspector's credentials, experience, and adherence to professional standards is still important, even in a state with licensing.
And Florida has state requirements, but still people need continuing education, and select a good home inspector and ask your realtor for recommendations. Don't just look and check price because There are different quality standards.
Like any business, not all home inspectors are created equal.
All right. What's the next myth, Angela?
Okay. A home inspection is designed to identify problems that might be the basis for renegotiating a purchase offer.
Wrong. The inspector's service is primarily one of education, providing buyers with a better understanding of the physical condition of the home and giving them the knowledge to make smart decisions. The inspector's observations or recommendations might help to dispel buyer anxieties and provide useful home repairs and maintenance suggestions. When areas of concern or problems are identified, the inspector should play no role in fixing them or addressing them with the seller.
Now, sometimes there is a negotiation in price, but that is not the primary reason for doing
it. Well, it's not the reason to get a home inspection.
Right. It's to make sure you're buying a home that's okay, or to know what you're buying. There you go.
Yes.
All right. What's the next myth, Angela?
All right. Here's number three. Home inspections are needed for existing homes only.
That is false.
What do you think?
I think new construction is often the most in need of those thorough inspections.
Yeah.
And one of our one of our longtime listeners, and he is probably listening. Actually, they are probably listening, husband and wife, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Steve and Amy.
Steve and Amy are
they
probably listening.
They were grateful to have a home inspection on their home.
On new construction.
Yep.
They will. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Amy and Steve. Yes. Oh. All right. Next one.
All right, here is the next one. Having an appraisal, code inspection, and termite or other hazard inspection eliminates the need for a separate home inspection.
Wrong. While each of these inspections is valuable, these should never be used in place of a complete home inspection. Similarly, a home inspection should never take the place of other prescribed inspections. To suggest otherwise is dangerous for your client and creates serious risk for you.
Ooh, amen, amen, amen. That's true. Okay, here's myth number five. Home inspections are for the buyer.
That's true. Most home inspections are conducted on the buyer's behalf during the purchase process, but pre-listing inspections for sellers can also be beneficial. Pre-listing inspections can identify areas of concern to be addressed before the house goes on the market, and can also help with the disclosure matters.
Yeah. That's true. In fact, we had an inspection on a house that we had on the market, and they did not know that there was a leak in the attic that actually just came through into a bedroom closet, just started to show a leak.
Yes.
And it was found by the home inspector for the buyer, but it would have been good, and especially since a storm is coming with a lot of rain, and it was good that it was found, and we're lucky enough that they found a roofer that's going to come on Tuesday.
Yes.
But imagine if, and assuming there'd be a lot more damage done. So
right.
The roofer's going to fix it on Tuesday. But if they had done a pre-inspection, then they could have had it done before more damage could occur. So we always recommend a pre-inspection. All right, what's the next one? Number six.
Okay, number six. Home inspectors are too nitpicky and will identify every little problem in the home.
A professional home inspection is an objective examination of the condition of the visible and accessible components of a home on the day of inspection. Professional home inspectors don't point out every small problem or defect in the home. Minor or cosmetic flaws, for example, should be apparent without the aid of a professional. So that one's wrong.
Great point. All home inspector certification and credentialing programs are equal. Rob, what do you think?
I think that's wrong. Some organizations for inspectors offer credentials in return for nothing more than an annual payment, and while others are new or existing mainly online. When selecting a home inspector, you need to look at the background, their history, and also their reputation of the person certifying the organization.
Yeah, the best organization is ASHI, the American Society of Home Inspectors.
Yes.
They do training. They do certifications. There's also master inspectors. And there's also side certifications. Like one of the inspectors we use, they have certified pest inspectors. There are certified mold inspectors. There are certified
swimming pool
inspectors. There are certified siding
stucco
inspectors. And if you need those specialties, you can ask the inspector if they have that, if you need it.
Right.
So, and we know someone that has all every single one of those. And also not everyone is certified to do what's called WDO, wood destroying organisms. And those are not just termites. That's actually mold included. So,
you know, it's interesting too, because some of the home inspectors, they just use someone else's license to do the WDO. They're not actually certified themselves. So that would be a question worth asking.
All right. You know what it's time for? It's time for the hot deal of the day.
Okay.
Now, last week we had three of them, but we don't have three anymore because two that we had last week, they're gone.
Yes.
Because as we tell people, stuff that goes on the market sells very quickly. This one is a little bit more difficult to sell. There's nothing wrong with the house itself.
It's a beautiful home.
It's tenant occupied. The tenant loved the house so much a year and a half ago that they didn't ask for a 1-year lease. They asked for a 3-year lease, and there's 1.5 years left. Now, the great part about this for someone that wants to buy a house is that they can buy this house at today's prices, still live where they're going to live, and then move in a year and a half later, get the current tenant to pay most, if not all, of the mortgage, and then move in a year and a half and buy it at today's prices. How about that? Or it can be for an investor. Now, the house is on the south side in the Grove Park area off of Beach Boulevard. The address is 7004 Altima Road. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Now, here's the great part. The roof and the AC or put in 2021. That's this year. The two most expensive things are already done. The water heater, the third most expensive thing, was done in 2020. It's 1,500 square feet. It also has updated baths and an updated kitchen. It was built in 1956, but as I said, all the major things have been updated. The tenant is a great tenant in place. She doesn't, you know, bother the owner, so she's not going to bother the new owner. There's no carpet in the house. So if you have allergies from carpets, no worries. It has a great backyard. It's fenced in for pets. There are two pantries in this house and a beautiful, beautiful kitchen area. If you like counter space, this is the house for you. A really large family room, a custom bar area. It even has a second little refrigerator in the bar area. It's $250,000. Great house. By the way, the answer to the contest, what percentage of new purchases get an inspection? It's about 70%. It should be higher because not a lot of people on new construction get their home inspected, but as we mentioned, they should. The Van Wees are on tap. They're not in the building yet, so we can't tell you whether they're giving you a thumbs up. But here's what we do know. We do know that Angela and I and Susan and Rob love living here in Northeast Florida, and we do this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for your support, and you do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction. God bless. Happy 4th. Stay safe.